Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So have we got any clarity on the weather in Boston on Sunday? Because with snow in the forecast, running the ball could be a huge factor in this game for both sides. And who do you think is going to run a football better? Do you think Gordon with his bum knees, which he's had problems with, or do you feel that – you know, guys like Sony Michel and White are going to have big games against the Chargers D. How do you think the Chargers will play in snow if it's snowing?
Well, that's kind of cleared out now. Like we said last night, the forecast had changed yesterday to where it looks like that's going to stay south and it's going to miss the game. So as of now, we're going to go under the assumption that it's going to be partly cloudy, high 20s. Right around there is what it's looking like right now for Sunday in Foxborough.
So that's pretty nippy.
Well, it did, you know, but these things change, like we said, because we went for about a day and a half where they said it was going to snow 3 to 5 inches.
I'm thinking wind, too, right? That could be a factor.
Right now it says 6 miles an hour. So
no wind, just bitter cold.
Which makes a big difference.
By the way, the Sharks are leading Vegas 3-2 with 5 minutes left at the T-Mobile Arena in Sin City. So they've been playing that 7 in a row they've won. They're going for 8 and they're losing this game. Let's see if they can score in the last 5. What's that?
Yeah, Vegas had taken a 2-1 lead early in the third here. The Sharks must have popped a couple goals.
Yeah,
in.
They imploded a little bit. So, by the way, the other game, Spurs 148-144 with a minute and a half left in double overtime. Spurs are up 4. 855-212-4227. Do you think Hunter Henry's going to be playing in this game? That's another question. And, you know, I've talked about it over and over. How is the Charger pass rush going to get to Brady or not? Will Ingram and Bosa – I don't think he can stop Joey Bosa. And, I mean, Ingram's just as much of a badass in his own right. So I think that's a definite problem for the Patriots that they got to worry about. It's all on that line to protect Brady. And – I gave an article I saw out of Boston, CBS, that most NFL players still fear Tom Brady in a big game. The Athletic polled 85 defensive players from 25 different teams on a number of topics. The players were all asked the question, which quarterback would you least like to face in a big game? Of the 85, 81 answered the results. Overwhelming 52% picked Tom Brady. Of the 81 players answering the question, 42 picked Brady. And second was Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees and Pat Mahomes also received votes, but it was Brady that they feared the most. So I think it's interesting how everyone just keeps saying the Chargers are going to win this game, no problem. And then we've heard that this week for sure, we've heard that Brady's slipping, right? He's old, he's finished, he's washed up, his numbers were way off, and that he's beatable now more than ever. He's ripe for a picking, right? So remember that on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Remember that we've talked about this at great length. And believe me, it's not me. I don't believe any of it. I'm not buying it. Carver High, are you buying that Brady sucks now? And this is a piece of cake for the Chargers and Rivers.
Till I see him lose, I'll never believe it. So
is he not the most?
He does not, do I think he?
Is he the most dangerous big game player still?
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely saw some declining stuff this year. I saw him throw more balls at receivers' feet than I'd ever seen in my life. But that's going to happen with age. You know, eventually it had to happen. But he can still do it. And I'd be very, very leery of saying that he's done or they're done.
I think that all those regular season games, he just wants to win the East, get in, get a bye, and then he plays at his highest level. I still think you'll see him at his highest level on Sunday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.